Blog Talk Radio.
Turn and walk away.
Assalamu alaikum.
This is your Blog Talk radio station.
Coming out of California. We are here tonight to talk about the oneness of God. We're here tonight to share with you the root of racism in religion. It's in the world because of religion. So we're here to express ourselves, talk about the oneness of the Creator, and that's why we're here. We're here to talk about the oneness of God. Allah is the greatest. The Block Talk Radio Station, coming out of California. We're here tonight to talk about the message of concern to the American people, to the world, and how we can get rid of this problem of racism. It's not a natural problem. It's a problem that we can get rid of. So we like to open our talk up with a prayer called Al-Fatiha, means to open. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, the beautiful language of just about all the prophets, but none of them spoke English. Then we will say it in the Arabic language, English translation. So for you too can enjoy this beautiful prayer that Almighty God has given us. Humale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina Anta Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi Alayhim, Walad-Dallin. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy Satan, the outcast, with the name of God. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Dear long do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who goest grave. Amen. We greet our radio audience, and we greet our audience in the best of the greetings, a greeting that suggests that we are obligated to keep the peace, that we are all obligated, we are all commanded, really, to keep the peace. So we'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting that will suggest for you and the person that's given the greeting that we are obligated to keep the peace. Assalamu alaikum. That simply means, God, peace be unto you. So we're here tonight. We're here to talk about the oneness of God. We're here to talk about the oneness of this creation. That God is one. God is one who lives and he never died. He never was a baby and never had a baby. He is the creator of this creation, and he has created this creation for one reason, that would test us and see which one is worthy of this great reward that he have kept hidden from us. We have to earn that gift from God. Sometimes we get a gift and we forget about the giver of the gift. Like a beautiful woman, a wife and children. We love the gift so much we forget the give the one who gave us the gift thanks and praises. And we say, Allah is one who done that. So we here tonight to get rid of racism. As our song starts off, remove all racial image that attempt to betray God, that Allah is bigger and greater than anything that we can imagine. Allah is the one who lives, and he never died. He never was a baby and never had a baby. There's nothing like the creator of this creation. He has created us for one reason, that we serve the creator. We serve him. And because we serve him, he rewards us dearly with things that we can't even imagine. Thing that this world has nothing parable or nothing like it to give to you. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the creator of this creation. And he have created this creation for one reason, that we serve him. Serving him is doing exactly as best as almost as close as we can on what he suggested for us to do. He suggested for us to be men and women, to grow up to be men and women. He created us to populate the earth, and it takes a man and a woman to do that. It takes a man and a woman to populate the earth. So he speaks in his book that man and a woman should get married. Man and woman are the best for each other. We are created for each other. We're created to populate the earth, to keep the world going in the right direction. That is why we're here. Allah said he created us all for one reason, that we serve him. He created us human beings. But Satan is real. Satan is a man and a woman who don't took on wrong thinking, weak ideas, and lies. That's Satan. Satan is a whisperer. He whispers in the hearts of men and women and divide them up and put them against each other. Ain't that a problem in the world? That one people think they're better than the other people. How did this happen? How did we get off track like that? Satan knows. He studied the human being. He said, how can I bring them against each other? So he came up with an image that kind of favored him. And somebody gave him the image and told him that God came in your image. And when they told them this lie, they took that lie all over the planet, stole, robbed, raped, killed, and murdered people because they didn't look like their image. They told themselves that the people that didn't look like them, didn't look like their image, are devils. We got the right to kill them. We got the right to misuse them because God looked like us and we stick together. And that's what they did. They took that image all over the world. It's all over the world. Trying to betray God. And this have caused them to be some of the worst people that God had ever created. No one has as much bloodshed and much hatred shown and many wars than the Caucasian people, because they've got an image been raised up as one, a God's son, and God's son looks like them. And then they added to all these dumb images. They had, you can add Santa Claus, Jason, the black cat. You can add all the things that cause racism to stay alive. They keep his motivation that God came in their image. This is what they teach. This is what they told the preacher that looked like us to teach. Ma'am said if they taught anything different, they would take the Bible, take the church and burn it down and kill that preacher and bring in another one. They were some cruel people coming from that image. So how can a man make a man and children and women, old women, go in a cotton field where and pick, reach through thorns, sticker brows looking bushes, and pick cotton. And let's pick it all day long. Sun bang down on them. The master did, the so-called evil Caucasian master didn't care because he had put in his mind that you was a heathen. You were three-fifths of a human being. And that he owned you. This come from that lie that God got a son. So that's one of the, and we shouldn't move this. You don't think we should band together and move this? Because God says that we'll never get to heaven until we love. Until we love for our brother what we love for ourselves. And we can't love these people as our brother, long as they narrow-minded. Like they are, as long as they think God came in the image, they got a special right to do whatever they want to anybody. We have to kill that in them. And we said the only way to kill that in them is that we have to make sure they hear the truth and leave it up to Allah to change their heart and mind. And not just leave it up to Allah for just their people, but for all people, even our people. Elijah Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He was told by Master Farad Muhammad. He said, Elijah, if you go out and kill the devil, you're going to end up killing most of your people. And why did he say that? Because most of our people love the devil because the devil don't give them nothing. That's right, don't give them nothing. Just look at our people, how they look today. And look how they were looking 20 years ago. Just look at our people today and look at our people 40 years ago, 50 years ago. They would act like they was going somewhere. Now, with all of Hollywood is put on our people and put on the world, look at our people. Look how the scripts have been flipped. And now, just like the scripture came to us from the Bible and said, Jesus said, in the last days, you won't be able to tell men from women. That day has arrived in America. This is Sodom Gomorrah America, if you want to call it that. Especially California, San Francisco, Atlanta, and all around Texas. Wherever people reside, they don't took on the attitude. They do whatever they want to. And if they want to be a man and a woman's body, been in a woman body, they gonna be a man. They gonna be a woman and a man. They gonna be a woman. I don't care if they even got a man body. This have Satan have reached deep down in the minds and hearts of the people and kept his word that one day you won't be able to tell men from women. That day have arrived and has arrived stronger now in America. You go to a grocery store, there's two women shopping. And you might see two women with a baby. I've seen two women with babies. One of them had babies. And the one that had the baby, they told the children that this woman is their father. Seen it for myself. So when things start going wrongly, all the wrong that comes with it comes along with it. Here's a woman telling her children that this shapely woman, this big breast woman, is their father. So call him dad. This is sick. And only reason we are not trying to do nothing about it, because we don't fell in love with not doing anything. We think it's right just to be on the outside looking in and keeping our mouth shut. And we said God gonna take care of them people. Yeah, God gonna reward you too if you stand up against that. If you warn the people, that's all you can do anyway, warn. That's all the prophets were told to do, warn the people. You can't control what people want to be, but we can warn them. That's real love. And Imam W.D. Mom said real love is to tell the truth to a person, even though they might stop speaking to you. But at least tell the truth. Because we want it known. We want the people to know when they get on the other side, they won't be able to say that no one that come to their aid in bringing the truth. We want them to say that the Muslims came and told us the truth, that it was wrong to be a homosexual. It's wrong for two women or two men getting it on. We wanted them to say that, because the people who are so-called Christians, they're not Christian, they're pagan. They have adopted the idea and put it in their vocabulary that Jesus has died for all our sins. So now they are saying a dog is their best friend. Not God, not the Creator, but a dog. Not Jesus, but a dog is their best friend. And you got these Christian women saying, take the whole world, give me Jesus. Take my bank account, take my house, take everything I possess, just give me Jesus. So Imam told us, he said, Adam, the first man, at least Adam had his woman. So he suggested, let you know that you don't have no woman. You don't have nobody. That image can come along anytime because it's been promoted as God in the world. That image can come along anytime, and you're with your woman, you've been with her, you've been married to her for 10 years. Tom Cruise, one of them actors who've been in all them different movies, can tap your woman on the shoulder and say, let's go. And she will leave you, even though you've been with her over 10 years. And go with Tom, because it's like her going with Jesus. That's how powerful that lie by that image is on our women. Huh? Our women, I've seen women have a Caucasian, and they say, I ain't black. And I know they're not black. But when we say we are not black, we're saying that we're human, that God gave us this beautiful color that we have. She's saying she ain't black, and she meaning she ain't a part of our ethnic group no more. She's a Caucasian. She's a white person. Have I heard African-American women say that? Huh? So Allah said, if you be blind in this world, you're going to be blind in the next. Huh? When you ungrateful, when you are inferior, when you refuse to follow the language of the word of God, then you are inferior, and you're going to do all the inferior things sooner or later that this world offers you. It might be a tattoo all over your body, in your nose, in your earring. Might be that. but something inferior going to possess you, because the language you are set under in the church is leading to your abomination. So we're here to correct that. And we know we can, because Allah said he with those who do right. He with those who submit their will to do the will of God. So a Muslim praying five times a day, that means that they itself doing the will of God, and they fear God more than they fear other men and other people. They fear God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of love and for God, to fear God. You don't fear God, but you fear man with a pistol in your hand. So if he shoots you, you're going to God, no doubt about it. And we are told not to die unless we die in the state of El Islam, meaning die in the state of submitting our will to do the will of God. So we are here tonight. So anyone else who would like to come in and join this conversation or add to this conversation, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. We're here because we fear and love God. We're here because we know that we have the remedy. We have the antidote. We have the medicine to get rid of racism. Huh? And that medicine is the truth. Always been the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and it set the truth will set you free. He said, know the truth. He said, don't you know one is coming behind me? Is going to lead us in all the truth. He said, when the one that comes after him, he took himself out of the picture, let you know he got, and then he said, it's speedier that I go away. He rushes. He mean, I want to go away to let the comforter come, let the one who's going to lead us in all the truth come. So praises be to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher, and the sustainer of all the world. We bear witness that only one God, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, that more, no more prophet to come. And Jesus announced this prophet that would come, and this prophet and no other person in the history of this world fit the mold of a prophet other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. The world have kept his man hid from the people of the world, and we gonna expose him to we gonna bring this man to the forefront of the world, for the whole world will have a example to look at. So we thank Allah. So I have another guest was on, I believe it's Suja.
It's Quran.
Quran, Sister Quran, As-salamu alaykum, Masuja. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I'm Islam.
I thought it was you. Alhamdulillah. Well, let me turn this over to you. I didn't see nobody's hand up. I should have been acting. I'd announced that all of us would be here. My wife and the co-worker,
yes,
and myself from Atlanta, from
Anytime you see me on there, I might have it on mute. I might be done forgot to get into the queue. But you automatically call me.
Okay, then. Well, you got it, brother.
Because I'm one of the speakers.
Okay, I'm dead. You got it.
So I'm right here with you.
Mm-hmm. You got it. I'm
all right, now. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. He wasn't God. He wasn't the son of God. And he's a human being, just like you and I. He ate food, drank water, and had to breathe Allah's air, and he was dependent, just like you and I. You know, he went to the military. He fought in the war. You know, he got married. You know, so Prophet Muhammad was a human being, like you and I. God sent us a human messenger. You know, and he was an example for all the other human beings. You know, so we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad brought the message, and he was an example to us, and he came out and he talked to us publicly. You know, he made things clear, and he spoke to us publicly, Prophet Muhammad. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We thank Allah for keeping our minds sharp, having something to talk about in reference to the image and current events, you know, in reference to businesses, you know, and just keep up and know what's going on in the world today. We thank Allah for that. We thank Allah that we're not absent-minded, and we don't know what's happening, and we're able to assist. We're able to contribute, you know, help in this society so we can have a society that is safe and is good for all human beings. All human beings. Allah said that if the earth was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a messenger. You know? So this earth is populated with human beings. So he sent us a human messenger. A human messenger. You know? And we know what's going on. We know that the lie got out there. We know that Satan running around, you know, deceiving people. You know, is not telling the truth. You know, lying on God, telling the human being that one of them is God, you know. I mean, just a whole lot of confusion. So we know Satan is out there, and we can't forget that, you know. So we had to keep our discipline, and our will got to be strong, you know. Our will got to be strong, you know. We had to hold on, you know. So we're thankful to Allah that we got other brothers and sisters out there, you know, where we can lean on, and is doing the same thing that we're doing, you know, and bring it on a good fight, and because this is a fight, we're fighting Shaitan, we're fighting Satan. The devil himself. That's what we fight, you know, and we're not backing up. We're not backing up. We're passing information on to the next generation. We're passing it on to the next younger people, to let them know about that lie, so they won't have to make the same mistake that we made. And addressing that lie, if they check us out, different one of us, especially if we giving our point of view of what's going on out here, and they want to deal with the problem, we'll be a whole lot of help for them. whole lot of help, you know, because we would give them things that they don't have to go through, you know. You know, if they study what we're saying and what we're talking about and what we're addressing, they know how to go right at it. They'll know how to go right at it. So all praise is due to Allah. We thank Allah for all his messengers. We thank Allah for his prophets, you know, and just the one that strives hard just to be a human being, just to be human, just to try to do right, you know. Thank Allah for all of them, you know, because we know what type of opposition they're up against. We know what they got to fight, you know, and we know who's coming at them and how they're coming at them, you know. So let's hold steadfast, and you're not alone. Know that you're not alone. You know, you got other brothers and sisters out here will give their life, you know, will give their life to stand up against Shaitan and fight against this here lot. You know, no human being can be God. God don't have a son. The Quran said if God wanted a son, he could have picked the son out of all the creation that he created. He created everything. There's nothing here in existence that somebody else created. Nothing. Everything that you can see, or you can use your five senses to detect it, was brought about by the Creator, Allah. It was brought about by Allah. Nobody else brought it about. Shaitan can't create a fly. He can't create a gnat. Satan can't do none of that. You know. Satan can't ease your burden. When Allah puts some burden on you, Satan can't ease it. You know. And Satan says in the Quran, don't compare him with God. Don't blame him. He said, I only call you, and you can't. So you can't blame. You can't say that the devil made me do that and think you're going to get away with something. You're going to get punished. And we are in the judgment. Right now, we're in the judgment. This is what time it is. So we have to hold tight, stay steadfast, and speak the truth. Don't never settle for a lie. Always depend and speak the truth. Always have faith in God. Keep your faith in God at all times. I don't care how bad things look. Keep your faith in God. Never depend on a lie. If you lie, excuse yourself and change it right away. Excuse yourself. Say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake there. And tell the truth. Tell the truth. You know. And when you tell the truth, you got the strength. You have the spirit to stand up against anything or anybody when you tell the truth. That's amazing. That's amazing. So I just want to make a little short presentation today. And I hope that I said something. And I'm listening. I'm learning. Praise be to Allah, you know. And You got any questions or statement that you want to make? Just check with the host there, and come on in. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. Of Aish Salaam Alaikum.
Well, like Aish Salaam, I think that it shouldn't have no problem understanding what was said. It was plain. I think a 5-year-old could understand what you said. It wasn't no.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, none of that. You spoke directly to what needs to be said. So, alhamdulillah, praise to be. Anybody who got any comments or wants to ask a question or make a comment, the lecturer Sujad has spoke, then all you gotta do is match one and come into the queue, meaning match one on your cell phone or dial one on your phone, and we will see who wants to ask a question, and then we will turn on your mic and where you can speak, and we are honored to have you to speak tonight and address us. Or ask us questions. That's what we hear. We have a serious problem with this image all over the world. If we get it correct here in America, it ought to clear up all around the world, because America is the leader in the world. And that's what the word America means. Is a Muslim word mean leader. America means leader. And America said that she is the leader in this global world that we live in. Although America having a whole lot of problems with the weather, with the economics, what kind of a leading world country have shortage of baby food, baby medicine? You know, milk that helps the baby that they got the baby on. There's a shortage of it because they found some milk that was contaminated that some of the babies got hold of. So they discontinued the milk, and they should have had a backup. Since they stopped all the women from breastfeeding, they made the women look like it was unnecessary. It was nasty. It don't look good to breastfeed a baby. This is what Allah have given the woman the breast for, is to breastfeed and not to lead nobody in temptation. And He said, told us not. And Jesus said in the prayer that not to be leading nobody in temptation. Because if you do, you're going to miss the kingdom. And so, but Satan have issued, told the women to stop breastfeeding the babies, go to work and compete with your man and all other stuff that he done brought out that will break up family life. And Satan is at the root of that. And who is Satan? He's any man and any woman who take on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and tell a lie. That describes Satan to a T. He's a liar. His idea, what God said do, is God said don't steal. Satan said go on steal, but don't get caught. No, take a little something, but don't get caught. This is the mentality of Satan. God said don't kill. But Satan show you all day long on TV how to kill somebody, how to take somebody's life, how to tie somebody up and blow their brains out. Satan is a master at showing even these games that these children play, killing and blowing people apart, Satan is behind that. Most countries have banned some of these games that they sell out here. They've been banned in most countries. But America welcomed those kind of violent games and you know, showing people the game might show that one man take one gun or a whole lot of different guns and kill all kind of people. That blow them away. This have an effect on our children. And so Satan said, give it to them. God said, keep them away. Keep them in a peaceful situation. Satan said, no. Do your own thing. You your own man. Make your own decision. Don't let nobody tell you what to do. This is the suggestion of Satan. At the same time, he tell you, don't listen to nobody else. He the one give you the answer that God told you to stay away from. So Satan's job is whatever God said to do. Satan's job is to reverse that. His job is to reverse whatever God said do. So alhamdulillah. So praise it be to Allah. And when you stop talking, please mute your phone. Well, you know, you mute your phone, and then you can unmute it and come back. But we can hear the background noise. So praise it be to Allah. So we out to uproot Satan and his works. Huh? And his handiwork. His job is to defeat God-conscious people. And you can see that doesn't happen. Nobody wants to get married. Nobody wants to be good to each other. Nobody want to walk the baby and the boy. You see them walking the dog, but you don't see them walking the children or the wife. You don't even see them walking the girlfriend no more. But you see them walking the dog. Satan is that Satan influence. Huh? It's good to have a dog. A dog is good to warn you there's somebody outside your house that shouldn't be there. There's a snake, there's a wolf, there's a bear on your property. That dog is keen nose, smell good. He can see a long way. So it's good to have a dog for that reason. But just to have a dog and how cute he is and let him lick you in your mouth, you ought to be shaming yourself. That dog cleaned himself with his tongue. And you're going to let that same dog that cleaned his private part with his tongue lick you in the mouth, then something is wrong with you. Something, you don't listen to scripture. God said in the Bible, it says in the Bible, if you lay down with a dog, you're going to flee. This is the language of the Bible. The Bible also said a dog ain't worth no more than the carcass of a dead lion. So that ain't much. That's why you go in to eat, and most of the people got cats. And they got cats because the cat keep down the rats. Here in America, the people done made the cat go against their nature, so the cats is not going at the rat because you are feeding them apple and all this other stuff. So they so full, they ain't thinking about keeping the rat population down. Huh? So Satan is behind all that. Satan wants you to feel bad when you're trying to do something right. He wants you to feel bad about doing something right. And Satan is on the job. TV, commercials, advertisement, what to eat, how much to eat, where to go and eat it at. He's on the job. African America has hardly any commercial to tell you where they location is. Why? And reason more African American is not in business and not thinking about business because we hate ourselves so much we don't buy hardly anything from each other. Where did this come from? This come from the plantation. This come from the public school. This come from the TV, the movies. This come from the advertisement that we listen to, huh? Oh, what you call them got the best food? McDonald's. McDonald's don't belong to us. Yeah, a few brothers got franchise. Sisters got franchise. But they don't own McDonald's. Church of Chicken. Few of our brothers got Church of Chicken. But why don't we create our own place and name it and reflect the neighborhood or reflect what we've been through? Huh? They trying to take Aunt Jemima off the market. They want to keep her pancakes there, out there, that she was the first one that made the pancakes. And they want to take her off the market. It's on the internet. Huh? They took OA cookies. They still took that. So everything we do and money in it, they coming after it. Huh? All these beauty supply stores. Who these beautiful pies though belong to? They belong to the Chinese. They belong to Arabs. All these beauty supply places don't belong to us. And our women steady running the beauty supply place. Why? Because they been told they ugly. They run in there and get all them, all that, all the false eyelash, all them wigs. To, for what? To attract. To lead somebody in temptation, to break up somebody home, to look sexy. And God have told them in scripture in the churches, and they should be teaching this. God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. This is what God have done. And we supposed to be putting clothes on. We supposed to be dress the man and the woman. But now you men got tight clothes, tighter than some women. Why? Because what Satan said he was going to do, what God told us not to do, God said, God told us to stay away from the wicked minded people. He told us to stay away from Satan. Then Jesus told us, in the last days, you won't be able to tell men and women from women. That day has arrived because Satan has stepped up his, he has stepped up his program to bring that in where you can't tell one from the other. He done stepped in where he's breaking up the family. The family. The family is being broke up because Satan done stepped in and made the woman think that she don't need a man. And the only thing she need a man, she can get that from a woman. Satan has stepped up his game. He done made evil seem fair. And like the sister Lala was saying today, they gonna have homosexual planned family on Walt Disney. So all these things, all these avenues are against the family life. And they have stepped out. Once, this is the first time in my life of being on this earth, I have seen so many homosexual women. I have seen women on their phone lusting at other women. Men lusting at men through the phone. Huh? So everything God told us not to do, Satan is coming at us, telling us to do it, passing laws, make it easy to do, making it seem like you a bad person for telling a homosexual that he should not be a homosexual, that it's all right to be whatever you want to, and we're telling them God is punished the homosexual. They ain't going to bring that up. The Christian preacher's not going to talk about that. T.B. Jackson said it's all right to be a homosexual. This is what T.B., I ain't talking about something I heard, I imagined. I heard him say that. He was on TV. He danced around and said, well, it's all right. God loved them too. But God didn't love them in Sodom and Gomorrah. See, they teach one thing and they do another. And they're teaching for a living. They're teaching to ride better. They're teaching to have a better house. They're teaching to have money in the bank. they're teaching that because they have no love for the people they're teaching. If they had a love for them, then they would be like Jesus. Jesus said, know the truth. And some truth in the Bible, and one truth in the Bible, man should not be land with man. That truth is in the Bible. So who you think left to bring the message? Huh? We don't want to be on the day of judgment. We don't want to be said that they didn't have nobody to bring them the truth. They had nobody to remind them their obligation to God, their responsibility to God. Huh? We want them to be able to say, yeah, them Muslims were trying to do the best they can by telling us the truth. We just didn't listen. That's what we want to hear. When Muslims was trying to bring the truth to the people, plain as they could to the people, and the people themselves just didn't listen. And that's all we can do, make the message clear that Allah is one God, and God created man and woman. No different did he create a cow and a bull. Without a cow and a bull, ain't going to be no more cows and bulls. It take a cow and a bull to make more cows and make bulls. It take a chicken and a rooster to make more chickens and rooster. So everything has a pattern and has a nature. And Satan want us to go against our nature. Two rusty men talking about, hey, baby. Two big old nasty men talking about, hey, baby. Lusting at each other, kissing each other in commercial, in a age commercial. They got age, but they got them pills now to limit the death, and they showing, yeah, you can take the pill, although you're going to die with age, you can take these pills and you can live longer, so don't leave your mate, don't stop having sex. Get you another boyfriend. Get you many partners you want to. That's what Satan said. And many of our people been raised to be soft. They don't want to play football. They don't want nothing athletic to do. Many of these women are raising these children like they raised girls. And these soft girls are coming, these soft boys are turning themselves into wannabe girls. Think they pretty. Huh? So we got a job to do, and we want the world to last long as it can. We don't want the world to disappear. And to a homosexual world is a world that's making the world disappear. They're the best abortion, the best abortion clinic it is. Two men going together, or two women. And right in Atlanta, they had a female police killed her female lover. She done lost her job and she's in jail. And before then, there was another girl killed her girlfriend because she was dancing in a strip club, and her girlfriend found out that she had been with a man, and she killed her. There's no love coming from that situation. Nothing but more evil has been spread. So we have to tell the people that there's only one God. And that Prophet Muhammad, the one they'll keep hidden from them, is the last and greatest prophet. Jesus Christ was a good man, but Jesus Christ announced that Prophet Muhammad was coming. He made the announcement when he said he's speedier, that he go away, that a comforter is coming, and I got to go. That's what Prophet Muhammad said. That's what Jesus announced, that one would come after him. So anybody that got anything else would like to say, just raise your hand, and we will cut your mic on. We are blessed to have you tonight. We thank Allah for you. We are here six days a week bringing His truth about the image in the world, talking about why we ain't got no business. why we can't go in business, why we can't last, why we ain't dominating in business. We dominate in football, basketball, but why we ain't dominating in business? Because that racism is spreading and given to us every Sunday through the churches, telling us that God got a son, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Show you a man that they gave to us, showing us a man nailed to a cross. This man was given to us. He's our Savior, yet he didn't even save himself because he nailed to the cross. How can a man be nailed to the cross, be our Savior, when he didn't even save himself? It's a lie. It's a trick. And that trick had been given to the African-American people. So we had to clear this trick up and make this message clear and give people opportunity to accept the truth of what Allah has put in the world, that God is one and alone. Don't make no image. We can point to that in the Bible. God said don't make nothing in the sky, on the sea, in the water, on land, and call it God. So that's everything. No call nothing God. That's simple as that. And we got to worry about what color. We just don't call nothing God. God is the one who put that sun in the sky that don't fall down. And no man can go near that sun. So no man can take credit that he made that sun and put it in the sky to do so many great things for the human being. But now they want to say, man died for your sin. He coming back. He coming back to save us from the sin that he died for. So all these lies and tricks got to come to an end, and I think we've been chosen to bring those lies and those tricks to end with the reality that we are all human beings headed to God. It's a fact that we all came from Africa, the Caucasian, Japanese, Indian, you name it. We all come from Africa and migrated throughout the world, and the scientists know that. So there's no superiority in nobody's color. Huh? There ain't no superiority. Only superiority is those who submit their will to do the will of God better. That's one in a race. Who is best in their ability to obey God the best? To be a good father, be a good mother. That is the best one, God. Be a good neighbor. Huh? That's the one. So anyone got anything they want to say, just raise their hand. We're in the business portion of this Block Talk radio station, and we want to, if you want to say something about business, how about raising your hand, and we'll cut your mic on where you can come in and share with us what you think about business, why we don't control 90% of the business in our neighborhood. In order for us to have a community, we have to own 90% of the business in that community. But all for us to do that, we have to love each other. Slavery have taught us to hate, not to trust, not to love, not to respect each other. Slavery have taught us that. Caucasian people hated us, and we hated us because the Caucasian people hated us. That's why we hate each other. We wish we had a Caucasian woman, because we see her as closer to God than the so-called African-American woman. And that's where they got that word, three-fifths of a human being. When the African-American woman had a baby and she was being sold, they didn't say that she was having a baby, human being. Said she would have a litter like an animal. She was an animal, and that's why they call her the B-name, the African-American woman. And now the African-American man is saying that word along with the word nigger and everything else to hold us down, and they're using our children to do so. They'll turn our very generation, our children, on us, not just in New York or Chicago, but all over the planet Earth. UK, go down the street, then you see our children trying to be a rapper, singing filth, singing garbage can words to the people, trash can words, So anybody got anything they would like to say and add to the business, please raise your hand at this time, and we will turn your mic on. So anybody, if you can't turn your mic on, please call 404-421-5630. Sometimes these companies, stations, sometimes something happens, and you can't turn your mic on. And we can't see it on the board, so only thing we say, the backup to back that up, is to tell you to call the phone number, 404-421-5630, and we will see you calling, and we will turn your mic on. But, you know, we don't like to, we told not to turn nobody's mic on unless they raise their hand. So anybody want to say anything? I see Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Brother Muhammad, you want to say anything? All you got to do is match one. You're part of this program. So match one. I see Brother. I see the sponsor, the person to oversee this show, the brother, Brother Hameen Muhammad. He's a businessman, probably selling something as we speak, but we see him in the queue. So we see Sue Jaw back in the queue again, and Brother Muhammad. So anybody want to say anything about the business? Come on now, somebody raise their hand. Sue Jaw, you want to raise your hand again? And so we can cut your mic on. I don't know what's wrong, why your mic is on, but let me see something. I got a 706-2893. I don't know what 706. The last four digits is 3063. I don't know who would that. That's not Brother Muhammad. I don't know. But anybody got anything to say? Please turn your mic on. I'm on. Sue Jaw that got off. I know, but he just turned his mic on. Assalamualaikum, Brother Sue Jaw. Assalamualaikum. Your mic is on. Brother Sue Jaw. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sue Jaw. Can you hear
me? Walaikum salam. Yeah, I'm working with you.
Okay, well, I'm yeah, nobody wants to raise their hand but you, so you got it, brother. We hold it down. You got it. And then at 8:30, I'm gonna want you to take over for running the business of real estate. Will you take over that at 8:30? I sure would appreciate it. So here you go. You got it, Brother Sue Jaw.
Okay. Assalamualaikum.
Well, I got slam. You got it.
Oh, okay, all right. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give everybody that out in the audience the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
the guy's Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Is saying, peace of God be with you. Not Sue Jaw's peace, but may God's peace be with you. You know, and I have heard Brother Agbar say it's about one of the best greetings you can give another human being. May the peace of God be with you. You know, so we as Muslim, we has changed that type of greeting. You know, and when we say As-salamu alaykum, we are obligated to keep the peace. When we bring the peace, we are obligated to keep the peace. We can't give, we can't say As-salamu alaykum and then turn around and be a hellraiser. You know, you say As-salamu alaykum, may the peace of God be with you. And you had to be a person that put the best construction on things. You never know what goes through a person's mind, but Allah do, and Allah says, put the best construction on a thing. You know, don't think the worst. Don't think that the person is thinking the worst. You know, put the best. He said, "Well, maybe they did that, you know, because they happy. You know, put the best construction on it. You know, rather than just believe that everything is hell. Everything Satan is after you. Everything that was done is done by Satan." Satan don't have that kind of power. That's when the Quran say, that Satan said, "I only call you. I only call you. You don't have that kind of power." It says that the only power that he has is the power that you give him. You know, so it's just a matter of thinking and how you see a thing. You know, how you see a thing. You know, how you reading it, and that's another thing we have to learn how to read. Read a situation, you know, and the situation that you read don't necessarily have to be bad. It can be like that because you don't have no control over it. You know, it can be like that because of that. You see? So, we as Muslims, we have to study, we have to read the book, our book, the Holy Quran, and when we read the book, that which you understand, strive to apply it. And when you start applying it, you're going to get a better understanding of it. You're going to know the real deal when you apply it. When you apply a thing, it's just like creating a thing. It's just like creating. That's the reason it's so important that we establish businesses, because you really are creating something. You're not creating something from nothing, but you are creating. Some people argue with you and say, If you using something, then you're not creating. That's not true. You created a thing when nobody else has seen it. You can use something that's here and bring something to existence that nobody else has seen it. That's creating. And bring in another thing and another thing. And just keep creating. It's just, I think it's our understanding. That's what it is. It's our understanding. We can get information and we deal with it as though it was absolute. You know, that's the end. That's it. This is this and this only. No, it's the only thing is absolute is God. Only God can give you the understanding of a thing, and He can give you a complete understanding of it. You know, can't nobody come behind you and give you another understanding of it. You know. You see, let other people exist. That's the reason I'm saying that. Let other people come up with things also. You know. Let them give them room, you know, where they can feel like they contributing and they establishing something. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you is able to get along with people socially. You know, the social aspect of and Allah is saying that we as human beings is social creatures. We're social creatures. We love being sociable. We love that. That's in our nature. A social being. You know. So, you know, there's many different types of businesses that we can open. We can open businesses that will address the biological aspect of the human being. We can open a business that can address the appetite. We can open a business that will address the spiritual aspect of the human being. There's different businesses that we can open up. And what we are saying, brothers and sisters, and this is coming from a program that we have, a business incorporation that we have called Believers Uniting in Industry. We have committed ourselves to support you in your business. We have committed ourselves to support you in your business. I'm telling you, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot when you. You can depend on your brother or your sister. You'll take chance, more chances.
I ain't going up to that car that morning. What are you talking about? I'm going to have a hard car. I ain't
praise be to Allah. So that's what time it is. That's what time it is. We are... We're social creatures. we wanted to contribute to this world, the things that's going on right now. We want to contribute to it. There's many things that's happening that we don't, we're dissatisfied with it. So we want to contribute. And I think the best way of dealing with things that you're dissatisfied about it, is to contribute. Just try to establish something yourself. You try to offer something. Because that's what you offer might bring about the satisfaction that the one that got something out there and is not doing what it's supposed to do, but you might put something out there that is pleasing. Something that people is going to talk about. And happy to see it out there. You know. So we don't know. We don't know the effect that we can have on this society. We don't know the effect that we can have on bringing in a different world. We don't know unless we try. Unless we come out there and try. And the more we try, I think, the more we try, the more we going to see that we got something to contribute. Praise be to Allah. The more we try, the more we going to see we got something to contribute. We hard on ourselves, brothers and sisters. I know that. No, that's the truth. We real hard on ourselves. We ain't gonna do it unless somebody constantly asking you to do it. You know. And so that's what we're going to do, constantly ask you to do it. Praise be to Allah. We need help out here. Shaitan knows that he done messed up. Shaitan knows he done messed up. So we have to get out here and contribute and do the best that we can do. And we'll find out that we got a whole lot to offer. I'm talking this way, brothers and sisters, because I think it's our time. It's our time. You know, everybody else done did it. They done did it. And they done find out that they done went to the end of their ability or what they know how to do. You know, so we got to get out there, brothers and sisters. We had to get out there and do it. I think the more that we do it, the more that we're going to see what needs to be done and what we can do, you see. I think we as Muslims here in America and all over the world got a whole lot to offer. We're God-conscious people. We believe in doing things right. You know, we want to make it better for our children. We want to make it better for the older people. and better for the needy and the wayfarer and the poor. I think we the ones. But we just going to have to step out there. And we're going to have to step out there on faith. We can't stand back and say, well, you know, if they got all the money and they got everything, what could I do? You'd be surprised. I think we will be surprised if we step out there on faith. You know, the people's going to tell you. The people themselves will let you know what you done. They'll let you know what you doing. If it's good or bad, they'll let you know. You know. So, brothers and sisters, Muslims, and we know out there in this here world out there, there's a whole lot of corruption. There's a whole lot of things that seem like they ain't going to change, like they going to stay the same, like they there to be for, there forever. But that's not the way it is. That's not the way it is, brothers and sisters. We just asking for more of the believers to take a position. More of the believers to take a position, and we're going to support you. You're going to get more support than you think you're going to get. You know? But just
on.
Let us know that you're out there. Let us know that you're out there. You know?
Okay.
Please praise be to Allah. So we thank you. We
we can bring him on. And
okay,
don't go
we'll bring him on.
You bring him
yeah,
on.
We'll bring him.
Okay, I have something
so we going to... What I like my friend.
Okay, but I have something to make.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu
alaykum.
All right. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. This is the section where we want to talk about real estate. Let's buy real estate.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. And I was thinking, they talk about reparations. Talk about reparations. And people, you know, say, well, it's no way that the white man is going to give us reparations because they can't see how we have been harmed, you know, because Mitch McConnell said, well, you got a black president. And we fought a civil war. That's what Mr. McConnell said to a question by that young brother wrote that book. He said, well, we fought a civil war, and you got a black president, and I don't see how we would figure out a way to give reparations. You know, but it's a professor named Sandy Derrick, and he is in North Carolina, a brother. And him and his wife have studied the reparations movement. And they say, well, look at the wealth gap. Look at the wealth gap. You know, now, when I was born, some parts of the United States, African Americans, our people couldn't vote. In the South, Alabama, it was only until 1965 I was, you know, like 20 years old or so in 1965 when Dr. King and and Johnson and them signed the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, giving our people the right to vote. And at the time, we had a whole lot of interference from the Knight Riders and the Klan and all like that, you know. And Sandy Darity said, look at the wealth gap. Look at how at the average white family and the average black family. The average white family have some around 17 times more. Family have 17 times more than the black family, you know. And well, you know, some people might say, oh, well, the black man is lazy, you know, or he's not smart. He's not a smart person or whatever. Well, no, we've been held back as a people. We've been held back, discriminated against, meted violence against us. You know what I mean? Some places we couldn't live. You know, the wealth gap is actually the way that, you know, that has to be rectified, the wealth gap. The fact that the average white family got 17 times more than the average black family. You know, that shows that discrimination and you know, racism and discrimination and you know, has worked for them, has worked, you know. But on the other hand, it's not good to wait for the white man to do something for us that we can do for ourselves, even though any sane white person, Caucasian, would know that we are due something from them, you know, as a people. We are due. You know, they owe us something. They owe us something. You know, Dr. King said, I'm going to Washington to get a check. Okay. You know. So, but on the other hand,
hey,
good. And Dr. King said, I'm going to Washington to get a check, you know, because they know, Dr. King knew, they, you know, they always play the mountaintop. They always play the mountaintop team, but they never really played Dr. King's speech when he talked about rectifying the economics, you know, for the African American. And that was like the Poor People's March. Dr. King was participating in that Poor People's March. Yeah. You hold on one second. It's a lot of interference. And all praise be to Allah. Okay, now take care now. So all praise be to Allah. These are some of the things. So now, some of the things that we could do is we could study more and you know, and find out more what can we do, you know, study the psychology of our people, What is it about our people that holds us back and stops us from pooling our money, pooling our resources, and buying some of this material so we could make money? It's something in us still that holds us back, and we got to identify that. We got to look at it, and we got to overcome it, and we have to face it. It is something that stops us from putting our money together and identifying assets that we could buy and make money at, you know, like income-producing property. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, I'll tell you, Robert Kiyosaki, you know, you may have to say Robert Kiyosaki was a good-hearted human, you know. And then a lot of our people overlooked Robert Kiyosaki because they only saw that he was hooked up with Trump but Robert Kiyosaki identified it, you know. He talks about this income-producing properties, buying apartment buildings, you know, buying apartment buildings and collecting the rent, you know. And he talks about cash flow, you know. And he may have said that we ain't a people. You know, we're not a people yet. We're not quite there because the people own property. People own property. They own the property where they are. They own the property where they live. You know, all praise be to God. So the Imam said, we're not quite a people yet. You know, so all praise be to God. So we need to look at these things, look at the psychology that's going on in our head, you know, and also identify, you know, the message of concern. Message of concern, and these ideas about the psychology of us going on in our head. We need to try harder. We need to look harder and closer at some of these ideas. You know what I mean? We, you know, praise be to Allah. You know, and praise be to Allah. But I tell you what, right now we got about 15 minutes before we usually close out. So if anybody have anything to say, I'm gonna cut what I was doing short because I'm out here and they're closing up and I want to load up. But if anybody want to say something, feel free to raise your hand and participate. And Brother Akbar, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, then. Phone caller 706-3083. State your name. You got it.
Pastor Mike, is that me?
Yes, that's you. Huh? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Hey, Asalaamu Alaikum. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, this is a different number, and I forgot what it was. But anyway, as always, may Allah speak to all of us in the queue and out of the queue. Udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just want to, as always, thank Allah for reminding us how patient and merciful he is to us. But also continue to remind us, especially in this business and land hour that we're talking about. You know, we all are very intelligent in our natural human way. And the best thing we got going for us is common sense. When you realize that you under $200,000 a year or better income, and you live in America, you know, and the only way out of your situation is to be yourself and get your share of the dunya as a devil, as a Hindu, as a whatever you might call yourself. You have to look at your resources of what you have to work with. In our business world, again, we have been used information off of this mercy from Allah and called the internet. And we know that Muslims, people who are striving and dying and running every day here in America, are trying to gear their life toward praising one God, following the book that is the best book for all the creation, and it's the final one, and then also the human example of how to do it. As a businessman, when I come to off the airplane in America, the first thing I'm going to do, especially if it's my first time here, and let's say I'm Hindu, First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the phone or whatever and look up how many Hindus are in America, how many Hindus, what they believe in, what kind of faith they have, where they're at, and I'm going to see how much land they own. I'm going to see how many business they got, because that's my market. That's my health. And I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't care if I came here and I seen the white man, the red man, the black man, the Chinese man. I'm going to look at all of their realistic statistics. And I'm going to say, I can't be concerned about what they're doing. I got to be concerned about, like we always tell them, what my people are doing. And my people of faith, my people who do this, my people who do that, how much alcohol my people drink, how much they do this, how much they fool around, how many of them are still under different identity, because that's my market. When we sat back and our rich people who are Muslims in this country, they don't pay no attention to the common man, and they won't share the knowledge with us. They won't share their faith with us. They won't share nothing with us because they know we have not gotten underneath the psychological effects of still begging, especially the white man or any other man, for help besides your own nationality or race, formal identity is motivating you. Now, we know that the Muslims own a pretty good nice share of 3 million, maybe 4 million acres of land in this country. If I'm a businessman coming here, I'm going to try to find out where they at, how much land they got, what kind of financial struggle they in, and I can see how I can help them to help me make our land grow, especially if I'm a believer, you know. And that's if I'm hung up on nationality. So I'm going to find out how many African descendants, using that as an example, because we try not to be racist, but that's where this world is at right now. You cannot get to the truth no more because people just love this racism and stuff to hide behind so they don't have to talk about the truth, you know. Now I'm looking at all these, and then there's 48 million people of African descent who used to be slaves in America. And they got an income, gross income of somewhere around maybe $10, $12, $20 a year. That's my market. I don't care what the white man is doing, the red man doing, the Chinese man doing. I'm wondering about these people who I have a connection with on many levels. Now I have to look at what level do I want to connect with them on and to start my business with. Do I want to get involved with alcohol? Black people sell alcohol, use that terminology. Afro-Americans sell alcohol, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do I want to be a Negro? I know what Negroes sell and do and thing in America, what they like, what they cigarettes, and whatever. I know what they do. Do I want to get in that type of business? But as a Muslim, I said, well, my business has got to be halal. And I got to be satisfied with Almighty God Allah has already given me to work with. But, man, if I come to America and I'm a Muslim using the nationality and the racist overtone that these people have in their country, I said, dang, the African-American descendants of slaves are the people who identify with my color since they underneath the racism. You know, man, they got plenty of money. They're ranked 14th in the world as a small nation with income. But the problem is they have different beliefs, different levels of belief, different obligations that keep them from doing business with each other. And nobody's trying to have a mutual consultation with each other enough and put up and shut up. Put up and shut up. And say, okay, here's what I got. What you got? First of all, I don't want to deal business with you because you like alcohol and things, but I know that There's a lot of that you're not going to give me your full attention anymore. We're talking about making this money and developing the community and developing our own stores and et cetera. You're going to have your shortcomings. So instead of me trying to get in business with you.
Okay,
you believe. Yes, sir.
We got a couple of people on the line. If you
okay,
I'll
do.
You,
go ahead.
Let me bring Sister Quran on, then Brother Muhammad Sharif right after Quran. Y'all got 5 minutes apiece. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Quran.
Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What I want to say is that I hope Brother Amin is still on, because what I want to say is that when he started talking and he said this was the real estate time, and then I said to myself, I said, what are you talking about? What they have to do with real estate? And then I said, Allahu Akbar. What came to me was the 40 acres in the mule. We never got that.
Yes.
I said, that's another thing that, so as he was saying about, the recreation, whatever, how you pronounce it? When you do the money that we need to get back for our free labor, then
yes.
I thought about that. We could go for that 40 acres and a mule, alhamdulillah.
Okay, brother Imam Tyree says, they want to bring that up, but they want to put mixed in homosexuality with that, for they can get some reparation for, and I don't know why.
It's the family. It's the family that gets the reparation for that purpose. I don't understand how they have anything to do with anything. If their family back in them days was into slavery, then they get something. But I don't understand what they're talking about. We're talking about as a people. We're not talking about.
Yeah.
The sin.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, they got people to figure out what every family get. They got. They did it for the Jews. They did it for the Chinese, and they can do it for us. They can figure it out. Okay, you too, sister.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
Brother Sharif.
You're
welcome, Brother Sharif. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah.
On the line.
Uh-huh. You don't raise your hand that much, so I seen your hand up. You got it.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say, Allah has blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have blessed us.
Yes,
you know, that was a time when the white supremacy was all over the world, especially here in America.
Yes, sir.
And Allah blessed us and brought in Fuad Muhammad.
Long
he
way, Bob.
Allah embraced the psychology.
Yes, sir.
And said the black man is God.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean that boosts us up. I mean that was a heavy shot to put on us. And we had... And when we were talking from the time the Honorable Elijah Muhammad started speaking for 40-some years, I mean, he was saying that, and people was coming into the Nation of Islam. I know when I came in, people was coming in by the, when I came in 72, it was just coming in because that's what we were, the black man's God. And I mean, and the white man was the devil. I mean, we just started coming in, and the white man had nothing to say. He couldn't say nothing. Matter of fact, where I was living, the whole project almost, if it came to the temple. I mean, everybody and half the young people in the project came to the temple. And even Unrealized Muhammad cleaned us up, because you know the life we were living before Islam came to us, before we came to the temple, the life we were living. Unrealized Muhammad cleaned us up. Took us off alcohol, took off the cigarettes, took off tobacco, took us out of dope, took the weapons out of our hands. So you couldn't come to temple, not even with a penknife. Took everything and cleaned us up. I mean, he cleaned us up. And he told, I'm just cleaning you up. The one coming after me is going to teach religion. Then the man came into religion. He said, no, the black man not God, the white man not God, Allah is God. Boy.
Yes.
I mean, he straightened us all up. And now we got opportunity. Just look what opportunity we got now. We missed a lot of efforts and programs for economic development that the man gave us. All our shoulders, race again. We didn't support the halal industry that we should have. I mean, we blew that too. But now, look, Allah gave us another opportunity, another chance. We got
of two London churches. I mean, when I saw that, when Brother ended that around 2012, when I first saw that, I said, our own London churches. I said, look at here. Everybody on the planet, no matter what your color is, your political understanding, no matter what it is, you got to wash your clothes. As we got something that we got something bigger than the Chinese food. We got big, something bigger than anybody else got. We got something that everybody needs. True love to the children. So all we got to do is start telling the people and selling, and just show it on when we go on the street wherever we go. Everywhere I go, I got some learning to trade with me, a bottle or something. Just on the Juneteenth, I had a one that learns the church on my table. We should tell everybody, because people look at that, they say, I say, yeah, that's our. We compete with the big one. We got this, but we are not using it. That's a shame. We're going to get punished if we don't use this learns the church and tell other people about it. We're going to be punished. Everybody needs to learn the church to wash their clothes. If we just got 10% of all the world, the market, just in America, or just in the state where we are, you just got 10% of the people who start buying you true laundry detergent. Look at the money coming to this community.
Akbar.
Okay, thank you for giving us the opportunity to say a few words, Akbar.
Okay, I'm dead loud. Sujah, you got something else?
Praise be to Allah. I think both of them, Quran and Brother Amin and Brother Muhammad, you know they what they put on the table just now. If we can just digest that. And try to figure out how we gonna support that. You know, how we gonna support that. You know, and how we gonna make it easy to support it.
Well,
you know, and
I got one suggestion. Habit, breaking habits. I had a habit of going to your restaurant at least twice a week and eat. That was the habit. That was the habit of our house, to buy from people that look like us, that support us, that been in our circumstance, and support that person and try to help that person come up. And as we bring him up, he bring up the schools and other things. And then we go from there.
Yes, sir.
We had to practice. We've been out of practice. We've been in practice buying from everybody else but ourselves. So we got to break that practice and start practicing buying from ourselves, coming up with ways to buy for ourselves. And just like the soap, those candles. Everybody want a count, need a count too. So alhamdulillah, we are, you know, everybody want to keep up with date. And we use our calendar to write the dates, our appointment down, and keep up with the current days of our community, you know, on our calendar. And also, so all that is important.
Yes, sir. That's what you're saying is you're planning, you put it in your life.
Yes.
It's part of your life. And if we can the money that we get every month, the money we get every week, let's say every month. If we say that we're going to spend this amount of money on the toothpaste, neem toothpaste, and true detergent, and other things that that the brothers and sisters are selling. You know, I think it's a matter we had to get the addresses in fact.
Yes, sir.
We had to get the addresses. If we got the telephone number, we can call. Because if I'm selling a product, I don't mind by sending it to you.
Oh, you know, wait, but we buy black.
Yeah.
No, I was saying we buy black. Got toothpaste. Got dishwashing. Got all kinds. Got a whole lot shaving. Their own shaving where they shave.
Yeah.
Do a lot. They got all that.
And so we just had to figure out how much money that we as individuals is going to support that every month. If we're doing it by the month. How much money are we going to spend out of our check? You know, where we still got enough money to function on, you know. We're able to pay our bills and different things like that, buy some groceries. And the utilities and that, you know.
Yes, sir.
But we got to do it. We got to do it. This program that Brother Amin is putting forward. You know, I think we can come together collectively, and he can show us how to get you real estate.
Right.
I think he'll help us with that.
Yeah.
And we can get somebody to purchase. That's what I was asking the brother last time he was on. How could we come together collectively and buy some of his land? That's how I bought a house. My first house is a brother that was going to the auction and buying property. And he let me. He told me how much money I had to give him, and he gonna buy. He gonna get some for me. I couldn't believe it. But we can do it. I'm gonna pass it on.
Actually, Okay, Sister Lala, you got something to say?
Yes. You got it. Okay, Shakran. I just have a short dua. Let's see here. I'm trying to open up. Oh Allah, the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne, our Lord and the Lord of everything, the splitter of the grain and seed, the one who revealed the Torah, Injil, and Quran. I take refuge with you from every creature whose forelock you hold. You are the first. There was nothing before you. You are the last. There is nothing after you. You are the magnificent. There is nothing above you. You are the inward. There is nothing beyond you. Remove the burden of debt from me and relieve me from poverty. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Hello.
Hello. You want to close us out with prayer, sister? You want to close out with prayer?
Yes. Alhamdulillah. Shukran. Lord of the Lord, the Shaitan, Rajim. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, the Rabbi Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malaki, Omadin, Yak, and Abu Dawayak, and Asain, Ethanas, Surat, Mustakin, Suratul Azin, and Anta Alehim, Graham McDubi, Alehim, Waladali. Amen, Amen, Amen.
Thank everybody for coming. May Allah bless us all with a good night's rest, and we hope to see all of us back tomorrow, God willing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.